Barking. Hello, the dog's here too, so you hear me saying no barking with Billy. Hi, welcome to Connecting Through Movies and their soundtrack. We're watching the second half of Lemmy, the documentary that's free on YouTube. It's really interesting. We're right at the 57 mark. Excuse me. Where we stopped watching the first half of it. We have a great music list tomorrow to play from artists who are in the documentary. So I hope you can join. I'm just waiting for my friend Bam Bam to come. He's finishing up. And then we'll get ready. Let's see if I can play some music. Background. And, joyous fanfare. Oops, I don't think it added it. Oh, dang it. Oh, yeah, I did. Okay, better, I hope. I'm sorry, probably didn't hear anything I just said. We're watching the Lemmy documentary. It's the 2010 full movie HD documentary. It's free on YouTube. I'm going to kick your butt, man. I'm going to kick you in those short shorts, mister. And it's free on YouTube, and we're right at the 57 mark where we're picking up tonight. And when Mr. Short Short Pants gets up here, then we'll push play, and then we just have a live chat here. It's actually a really good documentary. This man, Lemmy, if you don't know who he is, has done actually a lot for music. just reading more about him today, because tomorrow, Tuttles, I always call him Bam Bam, he put together a great music playlist of the artists that are in here, because it's full of different artists that knew him, worked with him, and it's really quite good. So yeah, anyway, he left, but if you're listening to this later, that's what we're talking about. Going to be talking about. There he is.
Hey.
Hey, short pants.
I'm just finished.
Already a short pants. I have to call you something, Daisy Dukes or something.
Yeah, I'm just finishing a cigarette. That's all.
Oh, no problem.
I Austin wanted a haircut, and I started giving him a haircut, and then I was like looking at the time. I'm like, oh man, I gotta get this haircut done.
Oh no, I hope it looks good. I hope you didn't do it too quick.
Well, I just basically shaved his head. He went from having hair halfway down his back, and then a few months ago he donated it all to cancer because of his grandmother and stuff. And then his hair was kind of short, but he's like, he wanted to try a shaved head, so I said, okay. Only takes me 10 minutes to shave a head. I'm pretty proficient at it. I've been doing it for like over 30 years.
Well, there you go. You can't really make a mistake there, right?
Mm-hmm. But I cut everybody's hair. Like, I cut my wife's hair. I cut my kid's hair. My sister comes over for haircuts. My ex-wife, when Lori dyes her hair, I'll give Sonia haircuts. I do a lot of hair cutting. It's kind of funny.
That's funny. I would cut my ex-husband's hair.
Oh, really, eh?
Yeah, all the time. I would cut his hair. Lewis won't let me cut his hair.
Well, I shave my head myself, but then I have to ask Lori if I missed anything at the back, because I can't quite bend like I used to be able to bend years back. But
yeah.
And if she's busy, I'll just hop in the shower and I'll bick my head with a razor, and then you can feel if you missed anything. But currently, I'm growing my beard back. My kids want me to have a full beard for Christmas.
Oh, does it take you that long?
Oh, heck no. It's only been a week since I've shaved. But like my goatee, I've had.
Uh-oh. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. I don't know if it's me or you. Oh, no. I hope you can hear me. Can you hear me? Ah. Bam, bam. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me now?
Uh-oh. Yes, I can.
This Podbeam is acting so retarded. You should be able to hop from screen to screen. But yeah, I'm like my goatee. I've been keeping my goatee with like a number 3 for the longest time, ever since I shaved that longer goatee off. Uh-huh. But like the sides of my face, it's only been a week since I've shaved. And I just sent you a picture. You can see I've got like a definite beard already.
Dang. Are you just going to let it keep growing, growing, growing?
Yeah.
Ah, you weirdo.
they want me to grow it for Christmas to look like a Santa Claus beard.
Oh, so really, like it might really be down grainy to your belly?
I don't know if it'd be quite that long.
Well, yeah, and then you could braid it. You can have like 2 ponytails hanging over.
Well, that one beard, that first picture you ever seen of me, and I had that big beard.
Uh-huh.
I think that was only 5 months.
You scared me.
That was only like a 5-month beard.
You looked mean. I was like, who is this mean looking biker dude up there? No, you're so nice. It's funny.
But yeah, that Barbie movie was quite disappointing.
Yeah, I'm surprised that, I mean, everybody seemed to love it, but it just seems like that's what our society is. It's like, I don't know. From what I heard, they were just trying to push stuff onto you.
Oh my God. Women don't need men. Men don't need women. They had two Ken dolls kissing. It's like,
what? Yeah. I mean, you go so far to try to protect your kids in whatever values you have. And then you think it's going to be something. Barbie is for kids. They're kids. So you think that it would be something for kids, and nope. So did you have to explain anything? Oh, darn it, you're gone again. If you're talking to me, I can't hear you.
No, I had to mute. My son was trying to figure out what to do next, and I told him to put conditioner on his head. Every time you shave your head, you put conditioner on it. I just like to do that.
Oh, like a shiny thing to make it so that, well, it's skin, and now it's a bit, now it's out to the air. It probably would get chapped. I don't know. Would it?
Yeah, he's got a little bit of dry scalp, but if you wash your head nicely and then you just put hair conditioner on, it's sort of like putting moisturizer on your hands, right?
Uh-huh.
I cannot find my remote for my television.
Oh my gosh, your new television?
Yeah. Batting 1,000 tonight. It's been a hectic day with the birthday and everybody staying home, and we were watching movies and stuff like that. But basically, yeah, if I had 5 kids under the age of 10 sitting there and they're all like, this movie sucks.
Wow, well, at least they realized that. Yeah, yeah, it's not like, that's terrible.
Yeah, it was, because like I said, I didn't, like on my Facebook post, I didn't watch it for a reason because I heard a lot about it before.
Yeah, exactly. Me too.
But Bella was like, can we watch that Barbie movie on my birthday? I'm like, meh, whatever. We'll see what happens.
You probably didn't think it was going to be as bad as it was.
It was actually 3 times worse than I thought it was going to be, actually.
Yeah. See, that's, I heard kind of just, you know, little bits about what it had in it. And I'm like, nope, I don't want to waste my money or time on it.
No. Well, to rent it today, it was only $6, but I'm just really glad that I hadn't wasted money taking kids to like the movies or the drive-in.
Oh yeah.
Or anything like that for it, because I would have been really pissed off.
Now, have you recently seen any movie that's come out recently that is actually good?
Cocaine Bear was funny. We like that. The kids like Five Nights at Freddy's.
What is that?
It's a horror film about this places like Chuck E. Cheese.
Uh-huh.
But this evil guy bought it, and he was like a child killer kind of person. And what would happen was the robotic, like, Fozzie Bears and stuff like that.
Yeah.
He would put the kids in there, and it would, like, get the souls of the kids into these, like, Chuck E. Cheese type characters.
Oh, I think I saw a commercial. It just came out like this within the last year, right?
Yep.
And like a guy and his daughter go there he goes to work there or something, and he brings his daughter.
Yeah, he goes to be a nighttime security guard.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I did see commercials for that. Yeah.
That was pretty good. Oppenheimer movie.
Oh, yeah.
About the first nuclear bomb and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
That was quite good, but most stuff that comes out, I don't really give two shits about it. Like Cocaine Bear, and the only reason why I wanted to watch that is because back then that was when I was on the Joe Antonio show. And they were talking about it, so I watched it. It ended up being quite good. It was funny as hell. So now I've watched the documentaries on like the real Cocaine Bear, which actually he did ingest cocaine, but he died.
Okay. See, I was wondering, I didn't know it was a movie. I thought it was like a documentary or something on Netflix or something.
Yeah, it's a funny movie. It's got Ray Liotta, and it's his last movie before he passed away.
Oh, okay. So, but it's about a real cocaine bear.
Yeah, but the cocaine bear in the movie,
uh-huh,
he's like just raging and like ripping people up and stuff. But in real life, the real cocaine bear, he actually died from eating the cocaine. And the funny thing about that was that same time that all that cocaine fell, there was actually cocaine cows, and the cows didn't die.
Did they get all crazy?
Yeah, the farmer said the cows were snorting and white powder was coming out their nose. Because the cocaine that the guy dropped, it didn't only fall in one spot, it fell like miles apart and stuff.
So, what did it fall out of an airplane or something?
Yeah, he ended up owning some drug cartel down the state or down like Colombia or whatever, like millions of dollars. So what he was trying to do was apparently this is one of the conspiracies over it. He had the last shipment of cocaine, so he had all tied them all to like all the big kilo whatever things or big bags to parachutes. So he was throwing them out the airplane, and then he set the plane on autopilot so the plane would go and crash and burst into flames in the mountains. And he was trying to fake his own death
Oh, and then go
because he
back and
owed
pick
so
up the
much money.
cocaine.
Yeah, and then he was supposed to go get all the cocaine. But what ended up happening to the guy is when he jumped out of the airplane, his parachute failed.
Oh no.
And he crash landed on somebody's driveway and he died. So all
Oh
this like
jeez.
packages of 75 kilos of cocaine that were along the way across the whatever area, they were just all out there, so the animals got into it.
Oh jeez. So did he tell anybody what he was doing? I mean, how'd they figure this all out? They just pieced it together, you
No,
know?
they sort of just pieced it together, and that's why it's sort of like a conspiracy thing.
Oh,
But that's basically the story that seems to make sense for
it's so
what had
crazy. It could
happened.
be a movie,
Oh
right?
yeah, for sure.
I mean, you would think. I mean, sometimes you've heard, I've heard of crazier things. Well, I mean, not the animals getting it, but him thinking of the whole story to do it in the first place.
Well, yeah, for sure.
Crazy.
I think it's on Prime Video now for free to watch. I'm pretty sure it is.
Oh, really? I'll have to
Yeah,
check it
you might want
out.
to watch it. There's some funny spots. Like, I know this is gonna sound so bad, but there's like two like 10, 12-year-old kids or whatever like that, and they find the cocaine and I don't know why, or they were trying to figure out how to do the cocaine or something like that, and then the cocaine bear came and chased them away or something like that.
Get away from my cocaine.
Yeah. Yeah, and the one guy fell into the pile of cocaine and he went to run up the tree and the cocaine bear like chased after him because he fell into the pile of cocaine and the guy smelled like cocaine.
Oh, jeez.
So the
Just like
bear
he
ended
dipped
up
him in
eating him.
honey.
Yeah,
Come
basically.
and
It was
get me.
funny.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy.
Okie
All right.
dokie.
Oh.
Lemmy, second half of the thing. I'm sitting at 57 minutes and 7 seconds.
Oh, jeez. Hold on. Mine just. Oh, what? No. Don't do that. It just went away. Oh. It was waiting for. My stupid. Oh, hell. All right. Let's see. Let me. Okay,
Sanctimony
what did you say you're at? 50 what?
5707.
Okay, I'm at 56:34, so let me catch up a
Self-righteous
minute.
offspring at some point.
Do you want to go ahead and say what you were saying, Lemmy, the second half?
Yeah, I was just gonna say, Lemmy, the second half of the movie, if anybody's listening, and let's rock and roll.
Yeah, he's really an interesting human being. He was. Everything that I'm reading about him, he seemed really like a kind, helpful person. He wasn't like, I'm better than you.
Nope, not in the slightest.
He was willing to help out everybody. Okay, you said, I'm sorry, 5707? Okay, I'm almost there. Okay. Ready? We'll go on three, go. One, two, three, go. Look at that hair.
Why is there so much violence?
in survivors. I mean, when you start doing all these fucking
bars. What the hell? He looks like a cocaine bear right now. All across Europe, they just loved him.
Yeah, for sure.
It was just thrash in your face. It was like getting socked by an overhand right. You know, it was like Mike Tyson in his prime. I remember you turned the radio.
I think I spelled his name wrong on the list I sent you.
I was just saying, I totally remember him.
Singing like that on a record, and people were digging it.
Whoa! One of the headlines read, the worst band in the world, you know, it was in big letters. Well, I mean, that's fucking great. You know, you kind of get them to a point, but you know, but the kids were turning up. You know, I want to see the worst band in the world. You know, they must be great. Motorhead was speed music with three people on speed. Consistency of energy could be contributed to that, and now slim figures.
I think everybody just tried to be that heavy after that. Nobody's achieved it. We fancied ourselves, Guns N' Roses did. Like, if we could ever be even close to as heavy as Motorhead, we'd be successful.
Back when I was young, late 70s, early 80s, we were very punk rock. You know, and I had my little shelf of my old rock records I bought as a kid, Steve Miller, Aerosmith, Led Zeppelin, all these bands I used to go see. Then punk rock happened, and I saw The Clash and The Ramones, and my life was changing, and all of a sudden, that's the old in with the new. And you'd see someone with long hair, like, well, he's a hippie, I can't listen to that music, as Johnny Rotten says that thing. And then someone would pull out the Ace of Spades record, and you're like, oh, well, wait a minute, because this kind of goes against the gospel of the punk rock, because they're long hairs and it's metal, but you put the record on, but damn, man, I can't help it. I'm a Motorhead fan.
It was their look, it was their attitude, it was their music. You felt by listening to their records that they didn't fit in. You felt that. And when you didn't fit in yourself, there was that instant fucking lightning bolt connection, like, oh shit, they're one of us, they're us.
I think, personally, that this tour is the antidote to Simon Cowell and all the evil shit music that he's purveying.
Did you say Simon Cowell?
Yeah, and all his shit music he's putting out.
Ladies and gentlemen, the great man himself, Nevin!
Who's the guy with the red hat on?
I'm not too sure. They were interviewing him a little while ago. I think he was in a band called The Damned.
Okay.
And Brian James went off and did other stuff. And we thought, well, could we possibly have a band without Brian? We thought, oh, we need someone who can really play bass. So we asked Lemmy, and he instantly said yes. He would do some gigs with us. As I laughed, me and Scavy said, yeah, let's see if he'll play SOS by ABBA. And, you know, so we thought there was no way in the world. We just did it as a joke. And then we said, yeah, I'll give that a go. And he played it. He played a whole bunch of damn songs. And we did one of his. One of his songs.
That would have been great to hear.
Oh, for sure. It's one of my all-time favorite songs. I'd like to hear it by him.
One fucking song on, you bunch of cunts.
Killed by death. Travis.
Overkill.
I don't believe a word. Some people might be like, killed by death, that's stupid. I'm like, no, you're stupid.
Let me say this. Smart, short.
First lyrics are just so twisted, just straight in your face. Don't talk to me, I don't believe a word.
He's a professional skateboarder.
Oh, okay.
Jeff Rowley. And he's from England.
That is one of the most prolific lines. You win some, you lose some. It's all the same to me. I kind of live by that. Fuck Keith Richards. Fuck all those dudes that fucking, you know, that survived the 60s and are fucking flying around on Learjets and, you know, living up their gunslinger reputation as they, you know, fuck supermodels and the most expensive hotel in Paris. It's like, you know what Lemmy's doing? Lemmy's probably drinking Jack and Cokes and writing another record. One of the things that Lemmy wrote for was with Mama Uncle at Home. It's pretty haunting.
That's one of my favorite songs.
Yeah, Lemmy wrote it for
him.
Ozzy.
Yeah. You wrote that on there, and then I did some research. It was pretty cool. Hey, J-Lo. We are watching the Lemmy, a second half of the Lemmy documentary, Lemmy from Motorhead. It's free on YouTube. We watched the first half of it last week.
See if I can reach out to Spicoli because he'd friggin' love watching this with us.
Oh, yeah, I haven't seen him in a long time. But then again, I haven't been in a whole lot of shows.
He used to get drunk on the OG podcast and play his drum set that he has in his living room.
Oh.
He was actually pretty good. They'd pick on him, of course, because that's just the type of douchebags they were. But
yeah,
he was actually quite good.
You gotta use a MasterCard. Hey, we need to talk with Nikki. How you doing? We're watching the second half of the Lemmy documentary. You know, it's amazing. He never changed his look. He always had the same beard, everything.
Triple H from WWE. His entry music is Motorhead.
Oh, okay.
And actually at the one WrestleMania about 12, 15 years ago, Motorhead actually played his song live on stage when he was coming out at the WrestleMania for a main event.
That's pretty cool.
Then he, he said, I started thinking about it, and, what the fuck am I going to do? He said, I've lived my whole life this way. I've done everything I've done up until now to get to where I'm at. I'm not going to change. And the quote that always sticks with me, he said, I do all the stuff that I do, drug-wise and drinking-wise and all that stuff. And at the end of the day, he said, I'm too old to find God now.
Hey, Short Pants Robert, how are you? That's funny. I called you Short Pants.
Mm-hmm.
We are actually watching Short Pants Robert. We're watching the documentary of Lemmy from Motorhead, the second half of it. It is free on YouTube if you've never seen it before. It's really quite good. And tomorrow we'll be playing a bunch of artists that are in the movie that they're interviewing.
And proceeds to offer me crystal meth. This is fucking hardcore, dude.
Hi, crazy lady. We're watching the second half of Lemmy. Good to see you. Now, I was just going to ask because I don't know. What is crystal meth? I mean, I've heard of it, but what is it? Is it like, do you snort it? Do you smoke it? What do? I don't have no idea.
I think he was probably snorting it like cocaine.
Gotcha. All of the above.
Yeah, you can do anything, crystal meth, anything. You can smoke it, you can snort it, you can shoot it.
Okay.
Usually there's a progression. The first time you do it, you smoke it. And then you get used to that a little bit, so then people start crushing and snorting it, because that's sort of the next level. But when
gotcha.
You're IV in doing it, it's just, that's the bad, 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 bad.
Here's another question from Lemmy, Jose.
Lemmy?
Yeah.
What do you credit your longevity? You drink, you smoke, you party a lot, and I want to know what you credit to it.
Not dying. That's a secret. That's a secret of survival, not dying. I don't know, you know, I was lucky, right? Because a lot of my friends didn't make it, you know?
Yeah.
And, I mean, just reading about it, how it was sad that, you know, that that's what he did, and that's kind of, that's why he died. And so many people loved him.
Mm-hmm.
So, promise me that when you grow up here, don't do coke. Please, just don't do coke. And I was like, okay. Just
to
speed, it's much better for you.
Oh, jeez. Huh. I thought he was going to tell him, don't do any of it.
When you think back on it, Motorhead was the original thrash band. About everything about it, they played fast, it was gnarly, it was a little loose, it had some punk rock, it had metal, it had all the elements that we then later perfected and refined, and then we became part of, you know, the big four of thrash.
We're at 1 hour, 10 minutes, and 34 seconds.
Yeah, if you want to look it up, we can pause it too. Not a problem. The whiskey. The go-go. Oh, no problem. Short Pants, thank you for coming in. Appreciate you. Have a good night and be safe.
I'll give you a list of things that were lifted from Lemmy.
Musical level,
singing style, you know, lyric phrasing, you know, the simplicity, the rhyming scheme of it all, attitude, trying to be as cool as Lemmy, motivation, perseverance, the look. I mean, his facial hair in the early days for me was certainly all about that. I mean, Lemmy to me,
you guys kind of resemble each other.
He's kind of like a little bit. Okay sign, you know,
it looks like he could be your brother.
It's okay to do this, and it's like.
I'd rather that than the guy who I actually look like, that Ed from the Bare Naked Ladies.
Oh! You're funny.
See, I don't know if I ever told you the story, but the Bare Naked Ladies. Like I said, I've never been to a real concert, but I've been to lots of solo clubs and high school shit in my neighborhood and area and stuff. Like, I remember the Bare Naked Ladies from before they blew up. Like, they had, like, a van and stuff.
Oh, what did you say? So
be at the concert or whatever. One hour, 12 minutes, and 50 seconds.
You figured that out?
And people come up to me because they actually thought I was Ed, and I would say, no, I'm his cousin.
Now let me backstage. Now that I know him, that's that Lars guy.
Yep. He got into heavy metal music because of Motorhead. He used to follow them around Europe like a groupie.
Uh-huh.
So when he came to the United States and started a band, it had to be like a heavy metal type band. Feel free to call in as well, crazy lady.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Thank you, Bam Bam.
I didn't think so.
Yeah, you know, he just doesn't seem like he was a dick. You know what I mean? He seemed not. He seemed cool, but he seemed nice. Nice, like not a jerk. I'm sure he could be mean, but.
There's those boots.
Yeah. Kind of makes you think, like, where did all that go? Where did, you know, he had more than one pair, and you saw, oh, yeah, you know, that guy making them for him, you know, he designed them and the guy made them. It's like, mm-hmm. Where are they? You know, it would be cool if there was a special museum that had, you know, like the Johnny Cash Museum, like I told you about me going there, like that had, yep, some of this stuff. It would be so cool. His whole house had, his apartment, I should say, had so much cool things in it.
If they were smart, they would have kept just renting his apartment, clean all the clutter and garbage and pizza boxes out of it, and call it the Lemmy Museum. They'd, yep, probably make $10,000 a month from people walking through there.
You're right. You're right. God's Child LMC, welcome. You're very welcome. This is one of our the shows that we watch a documentary or a movie on music at our homes, and we have a live chat here on Podbean. So there's not a lot of talking, but there is some. But so glad you came in. That's kind of cool to see all them lined up there.
Oh, absolutely.
Hey, Yeah, crazy lady. You know that she likes music. I'm sure you've heard of some of the stories that with where she lives. And
oh yeah, for sure, she lives
so
at this
cool.
place where they play at bands and they have
yeah
EDM festivals and country festivals,
all kinds of music.
Heck yeah, I've heard tons of her stories. Seen
pretty
lots
neat.
Of the but when I had Instagram before, because I don't have it anymore, like her videos
yeah.
are just walking around the property and stuff.
Yep. And it's kind of, I think it's cool because it's like a little community, you know, mm-hmm. the same people, they're a family. What? Thank you. Yeah, Dana, I bet. And I remember when she got her little dog and he started running around, and now he hangs out at the concerts and everything.
I remember she had all these apples and she was trying to ask anybody if they wanted bushels of apples, but I was just a little too far away.
Just a tad. I'll trade you some maple syrup for some apples, eh? Was that him singing?
Yep.
I like that, Brent.
See, I wanted to sprinkle in a few of those in the list over the last few weeks, but to try to find like a good quality version of it.
Yeah.
Because most live versions and stuff, they just don't translate good. The quality sucks and everything, right?
Yeah.
We love each other. We hate each other. We love to hate each other. We've done a tour. We've gone home. Come back.
And he couldn't sing.
Just feels time. There's not that band crew thing. It's not. It's just friends.
Oh, is that the app that I read
yep.
about? That's the one I read about, yeah.
Traveling around the world, meeting great fucking amazing people and seeing my head every night.
See, you know, I was thinking about this today. I mean, every single one of those roadies, we're just talking about how amazing it is to work for that group, for that band and stuff. And I know that some people, they travel with those bands. And it's a family. But they don't teach you that when you're growing up, at least in the States, like to try to do something that you love, you know, with work, I'm saying. It's like,
yeah.
You got to get a job and you got to go to school and you got to do this. And it's not anything that could be that you're passionate about. And I think that that's, God, it's so wrong in a way. You know, you have to be able to have something that you love and you're passionate about.
Yeah, like there's this saying that I've heard more and more recently and stuff. It was a newer saying that I hadn't heard until I was probably 35, is do what you love and the money will follow. You know, it's all about being happy. But
yeah,
enough in life.
Yeah. And then I think when you get older too, you see, you go through all those stages, you party, you do the things and whatever, and certain things just aren't that important anymore, you know, doing and you, I don't know, at least for me, it's kind of simplicity is kind of nice.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly, crazy lady. Exactly.
Year after year, you know, pretending or so. And I think that is...
Yeah, I'm actually a minimalist crazy lady.
Man, I'm seeing it with packing and trying to move. We're seeing it. We're like, damn, we got a lot of shit.
Well, I got up, got married, had a lot of shit, got divorced, lost all of it, built everything back up,
mm-hmm.
got a lot of shit, got engaged, chick moved out, stole everything out of the whole house while I was at work one day.
Nice.
Built some more stuff back up, and I said, fuck it, finally, and I went and lived in my van for 18 months.
Yeah, and you probably enjoyed it, huh?
Oh, for sure.
When I first got married to my ex-husband, we lived in a fifth wheel for 2 years in California in this park above the Pomona racetracks. And it was crazy because you're living in a fifth wheel, but you're learning how, I went from a house to an apartment, you know, and then we lived in a fifth wheel until we found a place. And, but it was cool. It was peaceful. We didn't need a whole lot of anything. Although he did make me get rid of all my albums, so I was a little mad about that.
Yeah, that's a tough go doing that like that.
Yeah.
Like, what happened was I owned a big house, 5 bedrooms, whatever, and I ended up just renting it out, and then I rented a bedroom off my sister. So I had a place to, you know, shower and shave and stuff like that, but I spent most of my time in my van. Helped them own extra $500 a month back then was a good amount of money.
Oh, I'm sure. You know, that's what people want. They want it loud. They want it loud, they want it fast, they want it loud. I think the only thing that I would really, really need is music.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you one thing, my old van was a definite music machine.
I remember when we went in to record Park Ocean.
When we
had no worries. I'm sorry?
When we had the big bonfire parties at my sister's, I'd open all the doors up in my van and it would just shake the whole
ground.
She never had to hire a DJ or have a rock band because... The first year she did, but then after that I would just put in like my hook my laptop up to my van radio because it had the HDMI and stuff like that, and I could play like a music list from off my laptop. So I'd put together a couple hundred songs, you know, of different genres and shit, and then I would just hit play and walk away.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, I would be so damn depressed if I didn't have music. I just, for every, when you're happy, when you're sad, when you're mad, there's just music. Yeah, for sure, crazy. I would totally agree 100%. I could totally do without TV. But music, for sure, no. What's tachyo drumming is good. What is that? I'll have to look that up. Oh, okay. Well, I mean, you know, you think about, I'm sure, I don't know, this music gets you kind of pumping, but all the different, like the waves, the music waves or whatever. I know there's some of, they play the bowls and the sounds of the music that come from the bowls. It does something to your body. It's supposed to help your body. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like those sound bowls, but it's music. Like they play like around in these bowls and it's supposed to help you. I don't know if it heals you. I don't know too much about it, but it's just...
Everything has a frequency.
Yeah. That's the word I'm looking for. Frequency. Like I said, Motorhead's frequency would be a little bit upbeat. For sure.
Try to listen to see if he's saying ace or eight.
I think it's ace.
Well, that's the words, but remember he said that he sung it.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, you're right.
Eight of spades instead of ace of spades.
You're right. I was like, wait a minute. I remember reading about that. I didn't remember if it was last week or if it was coming up. You're right. That's funny. Dad bod. I was like, what is he in his bus? And he is in his bus.
I think he was a big fan of Family Guy.
I was like, what is he watching, a cartoon? Yeah. Yeah, you're doing so good at your drawing, crazy lady. Family Guy, and was it just World War II or any war that he liked all the memorabilia?
World War I, World War II.
Yeah.
I think the biggest thing is the Rickenbacker and the Marshalls. That's a sound that I don't think I've ever heard anybody create on bass. And he plays it a lot like some heavy metal guitar players play. He doesn't play guitar on bass, but it almost sounds like guitar.
I don't know that I've ever seen Slash without glasses on.
He was actually, what the hell was the name of that show? It was on TLC like 20 years ago, where you and your neighbor, you would switch houses, Trading Spaces or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
He was on an episode of Trading Spaces 20 years ago, and he was just wearing like normal family man, you know, clothes, and like his hair was out of his face and everything. It was kind of funny.
And is that the one where they would trade spouses and everything?
Well, the Trading Spaces was you and like a neighbor or a friend or whatever. You'd go to their house and they'd come to your house, and then they would like renovate a one room in your house.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. And he was actually on that.
Oh, that's pretty cool. There was one where they would they would switch like families. They did.
Yeah, trading spouses. Yeah.
Something.
They like, fly like a lady from California to England and then England to California.
God, what are they saying?
Two
future ice cream, two scoops of dead baby.
What? Two scoops of a dead baby? What?
I don't know. I missed the first part.
I know. Me too.
I'm going to mute for a minute. My kids are making rounds in and out of the bathroom.
Okay.
I'm still watching and everything, though.
Okay.
What keeps you going? 30 years. What keeps you going?
Well, say, you have a dream when you're a kid. And my dream came true, so I was talking.
How long have I been to keep going?
Oh, until 2047.
That's kind of crazy to see. He looks like a total punk rocker. He says every time you listen to them live, they make you deaf so that I don't have to listen to my wife. Oh goodness. Just showing a bunch of tattoo. Yeah, I totally tattooed. Yeah, there's some times they show him and he really does look like he is stoned. High, I should say.
Yeah, I was just going to say, he ends up signing this chick's boob and she gets a tattoo of it.
It's the biggest thing that's ever happened to me. It's huge. I love that guy.
Am I there?
Getting a tattoo right there? Yeah, you are. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
I was like, I was just watching it.
I just didn't see the little green halo as you speak, you know, it turns
out. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, I... Yes. Don't smile, look cool. The Nashville pussy.
Indiana, this redneck kid idolized Lemmy. It's a huge Motorhead fan. So we're on the tour with Motorhead, and me and Lemmy have immediately have this connection. Me and my marriage was heavily on the rocks, and you know, Lemmy would, like my husband just wouldn't talk to him or you know anything, and Lemmy just would come up with t-shirts and like, hey Matt, you know, and when we actually separated. He was telling all the people in town, and we were from Athens, Georgia, so it was a very, very small town. He was telling all these people that me and Lemmy were having this affair and blah, blah, blah. So he, and I, and 8 months later, he died. So, but I, when I was going through all these things, his mother gave me all this information. I found a letter from Lemmy, and like, he had written him a letter saying, you know, I know at one point you really liked my band, and like, you know, just so that you know for the record, you know, Corey and I are really good friends. There's mutual love and respect there. She did nothing but talk about how much she loved you, and you know, that I would never cross that line. I'm not that type of man. And you know, and it was just so cute because when you read the letter, and it was like, I know at one time you liked me and my band, and it's Lemmy and fucking Motorhead. It's like so bizarre. you know, with the, you know, with this, the red Cadillac with the stamp on it, you know, on the back, and sent it to him, you know, like that type of shit, man. You know, it's like, he's a very, very honorable.
See, that's how they mean. That's what he seems like. That's how he comes across. Just so, when I say kind, that's.
He's always had to look out for himself, and he's realised that 90% of the time, the only person he can depend on is himself.
Tell me about the people that are most important in your life.
Well, my mother, obviously, because she brought me up on her own, you know, and my granny for filling in during the day. I mean, they were really important. They really dictated my outlook on things, you know, because being brought up by two women is different from having the big, heavy husband guy in the house, you know. So I never got the, like, let's go out and kill some small furry animals, Sam, you know, like, I had that shit going on.
Look at that chin, eh?
I know, look at him. He's screaming back then.
He was just a miserable little dickhead in glasses.
That was him? That's not him. Is that him?
That's his dad.
I was going to say, wait a minute, that's not him.
Because women want the same things as guys do, they just don't want them for as long. Guys want the quick fuck in the alley all their lives, you know, whereas girls get tired of that pretty quick. You know, they want security, and security means you have to give up everything that might be a risk to their security, you know, which is why I'm not married.
My dad once went out with a woman that he really fell in love with when he was very young. He must have been about 17. And this girl died of a heroin overdose. And, you know, my dad is anti-heroin. He will not have anything to do with someone who's on smack. But this girl, that is, I think it's because of this girl, you know, because he really loved this girl. And she, he found her in the bathtub. He found her dead in the tub. And I think that he, as I can recall, he sat in an armchair for like 3 days. You know, he hasn't been able to really feel the same way about any other woman since that woman.
Mm, that's odd.
And that might be part of why he is the way he is.
I don't miss her anymore. You know, it's been a long time, 73. talks long enough to I can't even, you know, some of the time you can't even picture her face around pictures, so just, you know, she's all right. But, you know, she died young and left a beautiful corpse, you know, and like when they do that, it's easier to think that they were the one. She probably wasn't, you know, because she was a mouthy little bitch, you know, as well, you know, but she was great at the same time. I mean, for a woman to be really interesting, she's got to be something of a bitch, surely. You want somebody to give you run for your money. Yeah. No relationship can survive a guy or a girl being in a rock band unless the other partner is also in a rock band. And even then, because you're away 6 months, 7 months of the year. Yeah. Nobody's going to stand for that. Either they want to go with you, which doesn't work, or they sit at home and have affairs, or if they sit at home and take care of the kids, they build them up resentment. Because I think you're having a little bit of time on the road, you know. It can't work. It's one of those things you have to make up your mind between rock and roll or your beloved one. And since sex only lasts for about half an hour at the very top, rock and roll set lasts for an hour and a half, you know. So I think we got that one sorted out.
Oh, he wears Allure by Chanel, huh?
Here's the
Oh,
that's why I said the song was sung by a fish.
Yes, now yeah. I was looking up the band Fish and trying to see when they sung the song. You know, there's a band called Fish, mm-hmm. but it's like P-H-I-C-H or something. Oh my gosh. I didn't know it was the bass fish.
That building reminds me of the... There was the new Karate Kid Cobra Kai series.
Uh-huh.
Looks like the same building that they used in the Cobra Kai Karate Kid series.
There's so many buildings, so many apartment complexes that kind of look like that. That I don't know if that's just the way they built them back in the day in California. That's kind of crazy. Oh, you'll be a Santa too soon.
Yep.
Soon enough.
Lori thinks I should use that Just for Men comb in stuff to get rid of the gray.
Oh.
Problem is, I'd end up having to do it like once a week.
Yeah, probably.
Someday it's just going to be like a head of state. I think he'll be sorely missed throughout the world when he goes. But then,
when he died on YouTube, they had his his funeral live on YouTube.
You know what I mean?
I can't remember how many hundreds of thousands of people were watching, but I streamed it and watched it.
What was it in California or was it in England?
Yes. No.
Okay.
Doing it is absolute inspiration for us. We got nothing to complain
what
about.
What is his name?
And everything to look forward to.
James Hetfield.
Okay. Yeah, he looks like your brother. And now, I was reading too that when he got sick, they machine, the gambling machine that he used to play at the Rainbow,
mm-hmm.
that they took it from the Rainbow and took it to his apartment so that he had it and he could still play it when he was really sick.
When you go there and you order a Jack and Coke, it's called a Lemmy.
Oh, I mean, besides just flipping off everybody, he just seemed like a very, I mean, and everybody that they talked to, he was just kind to them. He was respectful. He was helpful. They all loved him. I'm really glad that you suggested this.
Yeah, it was definitely one of my favorites. I've watched it a fair bit of times, listened to it a lot of times too.
Yeah. I love learning about music, you know, especially one like I don't know anything about these guys, and I've learned a lot.
Yeah, the Rainbow one should be pretty interesting next week, too.
Yeah.
Was have there, like, on... No, I haven't watched it yet, actually.
Okay.
Was there, like, an online list of bands and stuff that are on that, or...?
Oh, I haven't even looked yet, but I'll Google it and see. I haven't even looked at it yet, but it sounded like that's what it was. It didn't sound like it was just Motorhead. It sounded like all the different bands that went through there.
Yeah. Yeah, I have seen a documentary on it before, but I'm not sure if it's the same one.
Okay, I'll look in. I'll look this weekend at the one that I saved, and I'll send it to you. So we'll be on the same page, and then I'll look up the. Because I don't even know how long it is. Yeah, it was really good.
Not too many movies I'll sit through the credits at the end either.
Yeah, that's what I'm like looking at it. I'm staring and like reading it. See what I might have missed. Yeah, that's great. And I finished the list, and I got a bunch of stuff written about him, and that's going to be cool. And Aaron, yeah, there's nobody else in here. And Aaron's coming back tomorrow.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome.
Yeah. He's got some WWE stuff to talk about.
It's a good time for it, too, because WrestleMania is in like 3 weeks.
Yeah, he's going to make it a habit. That's one of the things he's going to talk about. Every week he'll talk about WWE.
Nice.
So, why is he's bass, right? Yeah, he's bass because he didn't know how to play bass, and then he learned how to play bass. Are there, is that called an arm? What is that? Why, is it always that long?
No, it's Rickenbacker. It's sort of It's its own type of thing, but it is just.
It's a type of a guitar.
It's just a type of.
Okay, I was like, why is it so long? Okay. I didn't think they were normally that long.
No, they are a little bit longer than a guitar on average, but the Rickenbacker one's just like extra long and exaggerated.
Gotcha.
And to be honest, it's actually almost easier to play a longer one. That way your fretboard's not as tight.
Yeah, it looks kind of cool.
But you just got to get used to reaching all the way out to it, because some of the shorter neck guitars and basses, especially for people like me with a little bit of a fat finger, when you're up in the higher notes, you're trying to bridge the frets and they're too tight together. It's just hard to do sometimes.
Yeah, I thought it was amazing that he didn't know how to play bass and taught himself how to do it. Cool.
Yeah, and he doesn't play traditional bass either. Like the one guy was saying on their Dave Navarro, he was saying he sort of plays like guitar almost.
Or uh-huh. No,
Slash was saying that.
Actually, that's a really cool carved guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so thin.
Very expensive.
I bet. We need to be there and catch us some drumsticks.
Yeah, drumsticks and guitar picks.
Yeah. Shut the door. I guess that's time for us to go, Bam Bam.
Yeah. First music documentary I ever seen was The Song Remains the Same by Led Zeppelin. Well, I guess it's not a documentary. It's sort of like a... It's just a long movie, and I guess pre-music videos or so. But that was a good good movie, too. Song Remains the Same by Led Zeppelin.
Now that you're saying that, it sounds so familiar.
Basically,
that was a long time ago.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. It was made before I was even born, I believe. But basically, they play like a rock concert, but then during the music, they have like little skit videos and stuff. Like the one of the opening skits is they're like gangsters and they go in this room and they shoot all these people and like blood squirt, and it's like super like fake. It's like you know what I mean, but. And there's stuff like that in there, and then like an old Camelot type scene, and then there's one scene where John Bonham's driving like an old 25 something or other hot rod through the countryside in England, and you know, it's a whole bunch of shit. And then John Bonham's most famous drum solo ever for Black Dog is in that movie, and it's a good movie too, but...
Well, we'll put it on the list. It sounds so familiar. I bet you I saw it a long, 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 long ass time ago.
Yeah.
Because I really loved Led Zeppelin.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely.
I really, really liked them a lot. I remember when the drummer died.
Yeah, John Bonham.
Mm-hmm. It was sad.
His son plays drums, apparently, and he's quite good at it.
Oh, cool.
Have a great night, and
you too.
See you in a few hours on the morning show.
Yeah, get some sleep. Thanks for hanging with me.
What's that?
I know. Last night was bad. I didn't get any sleep. That's why I'm kind of in a daze today. I was like, damn, I'm so glad I didn't have the podcast. I was so glad because I slept in a little bit. Did not get a good night's sleep. All right, Bam Bam. Talk to you tomorrow. You too. Bye.
Bye.